That's Bruce Springsteen and Born to Run on your station, 105.7 KPMX. I'm Chris Bullbrom in for Andy Rice. He's on vacation this week. And joining me in the studios, Shelly and Stacy. They both start with S, by the way.
Oh,
that's great alliteration. From the Cooperating Ministries of Logan County. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
It must be getting close to the holiday season.
Yep.
Anytime I see you guys come waltzing in the door, I'm like, oh, look at that. It's the tail end of October.
I know. Christmas is right around the corner.
You can almost set your watch to it.
That is true.
Or your calendar to it.
Yep.
Tomorrow is Halloween.
Already. Already.
I legit forgot you were talking about Halloween. I was like, oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Halloween. Dirt.
I hope you have your costume picked out.
I do. I decided I'm either going as a grizzled old radio vet or a grumpy old guy. I feel like those are two really good...
Really good, easy
costumes. Bingo, you nailed it. Just stand out front.
Use your suit, and I'm a grumpy old guy.
I'm gonna wear my suspenders and hike my pants up, and just stand outside and tell people to get off my sidewalk.
So suiting.
That's what I'm in. Andy's not here. Somebody's got to be the grumpy old guy around here.
I'm not gonna tell him you said that.
He's not listening anyway. So what are we talking about besides making fun of people who aren't here?
Well, we're going to talk about how we can help scare away hunger on Halloween.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. You know, it's about the college students.
Yes.
Because they're out and about this time of the year.
When you see them at your doorstep, don't turn them away.
No, no. Spooky season is upon us. Halloween night is lots of fun. And if you see a hobgoblin, you should run. But... if you see the NJC witches, goblins, and ghouls, make sure to support their frightening food drive. So please assist these spellbinding scholars as they venture out on Halloween night tomorrow. It is October 31st. For their annual food drive to benefit Cooperating Ministry of Logan County. And these scary, smart students will be collecting canned foods in the residential areas surrounding the college campus in the Charmony area.
Charmony.
Area. Don't let Logan County be haunted by hunger. So creep it real and help to carry out this tradition and support these festive phantoms in collecting canned foods while they have loads of ghoulish fun.
Wow. Fabulous. Wait, let's get the studio audience involved as well.
Yes.
Shelly, did you write that yourself?
Stacy and I did.
All right, don't tell me you don't like English, because that was spectacular. That was outstanding.
Yes.
Well played.
I didn't even, you know, mess up my words.
You didn't. No. You even enunciated Charmony for those who needed
Charmony,
help.
Charmony, yes. That's right.
Charmony. Charmony.
Yes. So everybody in Logan County, let's support these kids.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I died on this hill earlier this week because there was a story about the consensus about the average age that kids should stop trick-or-treating. And it was like 13 and a half was the age that most Americans felt that kids... I'm one of those people. I don't care how old you are. If you show up at my house, I'm going to give you a piece of candy.
No, if you show up at your house, you got to give them canned foods.
The college kids, yes. I'm giving them canned. My point is, it's one day out of the year.
Yes.
They have to dress up.
Let them be kids.
Yes.
Let them have fun and give them some canned foods to help fight hunger.
That's right.
And a piece of candy.
That's
give them a canned item and a piece of candy.
There you go.
Then everybody's happy.
Yep.
So they'll be out in the Charmony area, as they usually are.
Yes.
So be on the lookout for them tomorrow night. You'll probably be able to tell which ones are the college kids.
Just probably.
Visually speaking, I'm going to guess that you can probably tell the difference. So.
Yes.
Cool. What else do we got coming up? What else are we working on?
Stacy's going to talk about what we're working on next.
Stacy looks thrilled.
I'm excited about it.
She looks almost as happy as the jack-o'-lantern on her t-shirt.
He's more excited about this than I am. All right, so I'm reading Shelley's words here.
All right.
If you or a loved one need food during the Christmas holiday season, the phone lines for the Cooperating Ministry of Logan County's annual Christmas Basket Program, phew, that's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful.
Will be open for names on Monday, November 4th through Friday, November 29th from 10 to 4. Monday through Friday, you can contact Cooperating Ministries at 970-522-6405 to sign up. You can also come to Cooperating Ministry and give us your information. The address is 230 North 10th Avenue. We're next to the bowling alley. If you're going to sign someone else up, you need to make sure that you have their permission to do so and correct information like address, phone number. The Christmas Basket Program will only gift one basket per household, no matter how many people are living in the home, and absolutely no names will be taken off the voicemail system. So you have to call or come in and talk to a live human. If you have a Sterling address, you will be expected to pick up your Christmas basket at Cooperating Ministry Monday, December 9th through Friday, December 13th, 10 to 4. All addresses outside of Sterling, so non-Sterling addresses, will be delivered on Saturday, December 14th between 8 and noon. Cooperating Ministry wishes Logan County residents a Merry Christmas, a joyful and prosperous New Year, and may the meaning of peace be shared amongst all people this holiday season.
Round of applause. And she did. She all got right. The studio audience involved as well. All round right. of applause.
Yeah.
Stacy crushed it. She did a fantastic job. So, yeah, those phone lines open on Monday, this coming Monday.
Yes.
The Monday after this weekend.
Yes.
So call them in. What was that phone number again?
970-522-6405.
You didn't even look at the paper when you did that.
No, I
that was impressive.
Yeah. I've been there a while.
You're fantastic. All right, so be on the lookout for college kids tomorrow night. They'll be collecting canned foods, and Monday we start taking names for Christmas baskets.
Yes.
Is that what we wanted to cover today?
What did we wanted to talk
We nailed
about?
It?
We nailed it.
Fantastic. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I really
you.
Appreciate it. Shelley and Stacy from Cooperating Ministries in the studios here on 105.7 KPMX.